Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
Welcome back. You're still listening to your weekly Wellness Net Radio. Let's Talk About It. We are brought to you by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services. I'm your host, Maria Wyatt, and my co-host is Scott Dudley.
Hi, welcome back. Questions, comments, show suggestions, or other types of communication are encouraged to be sent to wellnessradio@co.imperial.ca.us. Email watchers are standing by right now. So send us your email comments. They come through various channels, but the email one is the best one to do it. So it's wellnessradio@co.imperial.ca.us. And we are joined by Dr. Nancy Ezra. She is a licensed marriage family therapist and a PhD in clinical child psychology, faculty member, and our early childhood mental health consultant trainer. Thank you for coming to our community, because ultimately we really look for the support of experts in a number of different ways. Mm-hmm. And as Maria is pointing out, this is something that has really hit the radar, the importance of early childhood, first of all.
Yes.
But then secondly, how to identify and how to treat people.
Yeah,
who
this
may
is
need
great
that.
Because we are going to be the only ones here in the Valley to provide these services to infants.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Well, there's also ICOE, Imperial County Office of Education, has the early infant and toddler program, but we're going to be mostly on the behavioral and the emotional part of it. They do a lot of the developmental, like learning, speech and stuff, but we're going to be doing more, and a lot of our therapists that are here in the Valley, locally private ones, they're not focused on the infant and toddler.
This is kind of the area of, we always just assumed.
Mm-hmm. I know. Mm-hmm. I was like,
Yeah. Until we see ADHD at 5, there's nothing wrong with these kids.
Is it ADHD?
Right. Is it really?
And then we found out, is it ADHD?
Right. Exactly. Right. Yes. For so many years, people didn't realize that there is a live mental world with young children beginning in infancy. And so when we're working with moms and infants, we're really using our powers of observation, and we know what positive attachment relationship behaviors look like. It's a mom who's gazing at her child's face, and the baby is smiling back, and they're engaging in eye contact, and the mother has a warm, gentle touch, and she's using a soft, gentle voice, mm-hmm. and she knows she's paying attention to the child's cues. When the child cries, she tries to figure out what the baby wants.
More food.
Usually they're hungry, right?
Sometimes.
Or sometimes they want their diaper changed.
Or cuddle.
Or something. Mm-hmm. Or to cuddle, yeah. And just maybe they're having a little gas and they want to cry a little bit. So the clinician is there to help the mom read the baby's cues more accurately, and then to figure out what the child needs and to provide it in an adequate amount of time so the baby feels safe and secure and knows that when he or she cries that some mom's going to come along and give him something to eat. So if you can imagine in neglectful situations, I talk a lot about trauma and neglect, and so I always contrast it with thinking about a six-month-old baby who's in a very neglectful environment, who is crying because he's hungry and cries and cries and cries, and nobody comes to feed him. And pretty soon he gives up crying and stops crying because he doesn't expect anybody to come.
So a quiet baby may not necessarily be a distressed baby.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. When they get, there's a certain look that they get in their faces and their eyes where it's really like they've given up, where their eyes are almost dead. They're not bright and alert anymore. It's just, you can just tell that they have been severely neglected and that they can't really rely upon the world to keep them safe. And so in working with toddlers, too, we try to help moms understand. First of all, we really encourage parents to learn about child development, because you have to know about regular child development to be able to know when things are not going quite right.
Mm-hmm.
And many parents don't know that much about developmental milestones. And
I didn't.
Yeah.
I didn't because, and being in this training, I'm like, gosh, this would have really helped me. I mean, thank God Haley's okay, my daughter. But, you know, this would have given me a little bit, more insight.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Because parents can get really frustrated when it's a perfectly normal developmental mm-hmm. phase that they're going through. And if they are aware of that, they'll be less frustrated and they'll be more supportive in helping that child mm-hmm. get through that developmental milestone.
Parenting classes aren't real common, to my knowledge, aren't real common to either pre or pregnant people. I mean, I've heard of Lamaze classes. I haven't heard of socio-emotional development classes for infants.
Well, there are a few. And there are, there's one evidence-based practice called reflective parenting that provides that type of parenting information in helping the parent recognize the child's cues and being more responsive to their child. And
you've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Sunday morning at 7 a.m. on KXO AM 1230 Radio. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.